slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot the combo, and he don't know.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show with my wonderful producer and erstwhile radio show host, Anya Esther. It's great to be back with everybody. Hope you had a wonderful, safe, happy, and healthy holiday season. Here's what. So much is going on, and there were about a million different things I could talk about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a little survey. And we're going to put it up on the Civic Media website. There'll be a link. It'll go in today's notes, but not until tomorrow, because I have to put the survey together. And we will add it. I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow and every day this week and probably for at least 2 weeks. We're going to leave a survey up. I'm going to pick about 10 topics that I think are pressing for this first quarter of 2024. And I want you all to go in and rate them. So starting tomorrow, you're going to go, I'd give us me until about noon. I do have a day job. Give me until about noon. And then at civicmedia.us, there's going to be a survey. I want to know what you want me to talk about. I want to know what you want to learn with me and Anya about this year. If there's guests that I've had that you think, hey, have those folks back. This was really helpful. Hey, I want to hear from an academic about this. There'll be an open format response if you'd like to do that as well. But I really do want to hear from you, because in thinking about even what to start the year with, there's just been so much that has gone on. We're going to talk about a few things that fit within some themes that I was working through with you all before the end of the year. Today on the show, I'm going to talk about, in effect, what does it mean when someone like Rudy Giuliani ruins your life and then files bankruptcy? What does it mean when Alex Jones ruins your life after it's been decimated, when your child has been shot at Sandy Hook, and then he goes on air and lies about it and then files bankruptcy? Like, what does all of that mean? I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about why Nikki Haley is a wolf in sometimes sheep's clothing. I've talked about it before. I think it's time to revisit that topic. Poor Anya was shooting her sound request right up to the last minute. I think she's got some of what we're going to talk about today about candidate Haley. I'm going to relate that to the hypocrisy overall in the GOP, the double talk that you expect from the GOP. But here locally, man, the gerrymandering decision dropped after we went on break. Holy cow, that's going to be going up to the Supreme Court. No way they don't take that. Although it's possible they could decline a cert request. I just think, given the composition of the court, they're likely to take it. We've had California say, no, I'm going to leave Trump on the ballot. We've had Maine say, nope, I'm pulling them off by the Secretary of State. There are applications and issues relating to all of this pending in some, I think, at least 9 other states. Michigan said, no, Trump's going to stay on the ballot. What does all of that mean? So we've got so much that we can talk about. Abortion issues keep coming up. The Fifth Circuit just had a decision this past week that impacts the freedom of Americans to access healthcare. There's a huge veto override vote that Ohio's going to take, also about the freedom of each of us to access the healthcare that we think is best for us and our family. Lots going on. I'm going to list them all out. I want to hear from you. You certainly can give me and Anya a call today, 844-967-2789, or text or join us on YouTube or Facebook, drop a comment. And don't ever forget, you can listen to The Maggie Dawn Show on your Alexa device. You just have to say, Alexa, play The Maggie Dawn Show. And it'll even pull, I think, our most recent episode. If I'm not live at that minute, I should certainly try that at home myself. Maybe I will. And we're also going to talk about some fun stuff today, because it can't all be the doom and gloom, can it? And I did want to begin, we're going to talk about politics today, but I wanted to begin today maybe on a slightly lighter note before we delve into the Giuliani problem and the Colorado problem and the Nikki Haley problem and all these things. And that is pseudo newsman Jesse Waters, pseudo journalist Jesse Waters time sucking approach to his show, whereby he thinks it's a good idea to help inform the American public by having a fortune teller come on his program. It's really interesting. It'd be more fun if we were doing a TV commentary show, because then I could show you the video. But don't worry, I will narrate it. So Jesse Waters brings on this fortune teller, and he ends up asking her, like, what's going to happen with Trump? Like, is he going to win the election? How are things going to pan out? And what ensues is awkwardness and certainly hilarity to a certain degree. Let's take a listen. This is on, I think, Jesse Waters, like a Monday night or Tuesday night. Just happened. He's talking to a fortune teller here. Let's take a listen.
The English psychic who is on set to give us a reading right now. I would like, Paula, for you to give me a reading on President Trump.
Just the one card.
One card.
One card. Let's do just one card. We like that one.
To narrate, she's pulled a card. She's placed it. Face up.
What is that?
I do recognize that I'm at Fox TV. a sense of loss. A sense of loss. But it's very specific. No, let me move on. It's a sense of loss. It's as if he may be thinking more about what he's lost and not still taking full advantage of what he still has.
That's a great interpretation.
The card that she flips up, I think, is the Grim Reaper.
It's literally like a dark shroud against a green, like the kind of green sky you would see right before a tornado. The card is essentially saying bad things ahead, and it's the only card she pulled.
Right. And oh, dear me now.
Oh, my.
I do believe that I am on Fox News, and I shan't quite say, oh, I know what that is. Oh, it's the death card, but I cannot say that on Fox News. No. Chip, chip, Jesse, such a pleasure to be here. Loss. Yes, we'll go with loss. Yeah, what? I mean, the absurdity. But then again, maybe she got it just right. We're joined by your friend and mine, Tom from LA. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, Maggie. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We have to realize that democracy means we the people are the government, and that all this authoritarian stuff that's going on throughout the world is not what democracy is. Some people may call it oligarch, some people may call it an autocrat, whatever they're calling it, it's still not about we the people being in charge. And I hope people really stop and think about it in this year. Think about how united we stand, divided we fall. And the thing is, you had a previous governor there in the state of Wisconsin that said he was going to implement a plan called Divide and Conquer. Now, what right person in their mind that really cares about we the people talks about dividing and conquering the state? The last thing I'd like to say is I'd like to have 5 minutes each day someone talking about the accomplishments of Joe Biden, because I think Donald Trump gets way, way too much airtime, and he makes me want to puke. So
I love that, Tom. Thanks so much for the call. Let's start with, like, what does democracy mean? Right. And it's not just one person, one vote, and that the voter's will must be respected. It also requires deep and abiding respect for the rule of law, even when decisions are not really what you hoped for. And so it's interesting that you mentioned talking about Joe Biden's accomplishments, Tom. I'm more than happy to do that. In fact, I have been gathering information and statistics and data about what's actually happening in each of our lives that is measurably better than it was when Donald Trump was president. I can tell you one that everybody can look at right now today. I hope more people had put those stickers of Joe Biden pointing at the gas pump saying, I did this. Yep, he sure did. Now, you have all heard me engage in conversations where people love to lay all of the blame or all of the credit for what's going on in the economy on a sitting president. I won't do so. We'll actually have a discussion about those things, but I totally agree with you, Tom. I want to talk about how Joe Biden has made middle-class Americans' lives much better, how he's helped make childcare more accessible, how he's made a commitment to better and more accessible housing, how he has impacted and brought down the price of prescription drugs, how he's going after these gouging, monopolistic price gougers when it comes to insulin. Yeah, all those things matter, and Joe Biden has made our lives better on every single one of those counts. Anybody who would call me up and argue the opposite, I would say to you, please don't speak in Fox News talking points. Point me to some objective measure. I don't want to hear supposition. I don't want to hear othering, because that's not what we do here in the United States. We're about facts. We're a democracy. We're about the rule of law. Thanks much from Tom from LA. Always nice to hear from you. An unnamed texter calling or texting in, I should say, comment on those that say that Donald Trump needs to be convicted of insurrection before being removed from the ballot. Doesn't the congressional conviction where he was impeached count? Great legal question. And in fact, it has much to do with the debates being had in the Colorado courts and what we're going to see before the Supreme Court. They're going to consider and weigh in on that question. To be sure, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, does not require a conviction. It says no person shall be president or vice president who has engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the country. Engaged in is not a conviction. If they meant to say conviction and or impeachment, therefore, or convicted of impeachment, they could have said so and they didn't. It's just a little flavor. We're getting into it. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, everybody. I will be back in just a few minutes after these important messages. Give us a call or text. I might be a city girl broadcasting from the heart of liberal Milwaukee here on Brady Street, but you can hear me statewide on all of the Civic Media Radio Network radio station, Ashland to Richland Center, La Crosse to Racine, Wausau. Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Join me this afternoon. We're talking about a whole bunch of different things. But I especially want to hear from you about what you want to hear me talk about, me go deep on, and learn together about in this first quarter of 2024. I'm going to put a survey up in the show notes from the Maggie Dawn Show starting about tomorrow at around noon. I'll talk about this every day this week. I want to hear from you. I'll probably dump about 10 topics in there, but there'll be an open frame response that you can fill in the blank and tell me what it is that you would like to hear about. If there are experts, the wonderful professor of law from Notre Dame University, Mary Ellen O'Connell, who talked about the law of war. If you'd like to hear again from Professor Yoshiko Herrera of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who helped us understand what is happening in the Russia and Ukraine conflict. If you want to hear from Professor Catherine Eden on her poverty research and what we can do to help all Americans, not just those at or below the poverty level, but all Americans, especially working Americans. Don't worry, she's going to be back on January 23rd. I already booked her because we had such a great conversation. I want to hear more from Professor Eden. We were talking before the break about Donald Trump being on the ballot and these differing decisions that are happening in Colorado and Maine. Colorado through a court case, Maine through a decision rendered by their Secretary of State, deciding Donald Trump not to be on the ballot. This has everything to do with the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Section 3, which basically prohibits anyone who is engaged in insurrection to ever be president or vice president. There are a number of procedural questions about who can bring a lawsuit to enforce that. Does it have to be enforced by Congress? Lots of stuff there. I think we're going to hear more about this. I think the Supreme Court's going to have to take it up. And I'll tell you right now, I would be shocked if the Supreme Court upheld the debarment of Mr. Trump from the ballot, given the Supreme Court's current makeup. As I've said before, when Colorado's decision first hit, I certainly hope that at least some of the justices reach the factual question, which is, did Mr. Trump engage an insurrection, not a resurrection? You may think he's Christ. But here's what I wanted to just take a minute. And I wasn't going to begin with Colorado simply because we did. That was the last thing I talked about. It was breaking news the last day I was on the air. But yesterday, a man after hours shot up the Colorado Supreme Court building. And when I saw that headline, I thought, oh my goodness. This has happened because the Colorado Supreme Court banned Trump from the ballot. Now, it doesn't appear that that's the case. Nonetheless, what I wanted to talk about was the response of a candidate for the House of Representatives coming out of Colorado. The guy's name is Trent Leisy, L-E-I-S-Y. He's running for the seat that's vacated by Ken Buck, who was a Republican who actually looked at the creature, saw it had webbed feet, feathers, and quacked, and therefore called it a duck. In other words, Ken Buck called out the insurrection for what it was. Now, Ken Buck was a Republican, but now not running again. So Trent Leisy running to replace him. He held a rally calling for all of the justices that voted to remove Trump from the ballot to be tried for treason. The penalty if convicted for treason is to be executed. So he's calling for the execution of those justices on the Colorado Supreme Court who voted under the 14th Amendment, Section 3, to remove Trump from the ballot. There's a reasonable argument that that should be the conclusion that they reached. And he held this rally on December 30th at a gun store owned by the name of a guy by Joel Altman, who goes on all of these right-wing talk shows and blogs and says basically that anybody who opposes Trump's movement should be killed. Let's listen to Mr. Joel Altman.
Mississippi, Young, Indiana.
How about that? How about that? There's your list of 19 traitors to the American people, along with all the other traitors to the American people. I want people to go out there and get some wood. The gallows are getting wider and longer. We should be able to build gallows all the way from Washington, D.C. to California. What do you think, Mr. Producer?
Why don't we just have a national gallows building day?
Yeah.
National crafts.
And I want you to know that I know they're talking about it. I heard a Twitter person that watches our show, so I want to say hi to all the lefty, radical pieces of trash. Wrote this tweet that Altman's talking about the gallows again. Oh my gosh, he wants to hang anyone that's a Democrat, that's a liberal. Sorry, he said liberal, and I went, no, I don't want to hang anybody that's a liberal. I want to hang anyone that's a traitor. That's who I want to hang. I want to hang the people that are pushing people into more servitude and slavery in our nation, and then saying, oh, we need to raise taxes even more. Ah, the government needs more money.
They lied about that. You didn't say hang every Democrat. Nope. You were talking specifically about treason, which is a potentially capital offense. And as we've talked about on this show, treason is defined in the Constitution. It's a high bar. It's not every Democrat.
Well, you still could find enough traitors in this nation to stand together on the radical left that you could probably build a gallows from New York City or from Washington, D.C. all the way to California. You probably could do that.
Okay, then. I mean, the producer who's talking to him is trying to back him out of it, right?
A producer trying to walk him back from that horrible idea.
Right. And he basically says, yeah, I'm talking about treason, but there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of people from the radical left that should be hung. And he equates those that advocate for higher taxation for whatever purpose without any qualification as traitors. That would include me. That would include me. On this show, I advocated for a higher sales tax. I have not committed treason, Mr. Altman. I suggest you read some actual law before you actually get on the air that people listen to and believe what you're saying and call for mass executions of your political opponents. And while political commentary on the radio, hey, wait, that's what I'm doing, should always be entertaining. And sometimes we use extreme rhetoric to help drive home points. But it should be rhetoric. It shouldn't be incitement to violence, incitement to assassination, political assassinations. It also shouldn't be damn wrong and damn dumb and completely extrajudicial, outside of the rule of law. Because if you believe in this country, Mr. Altman, and yeah, I'm talking right to you, sir, as well as your co-conspirator, Trent Lacey, if you believe in democracy and you believe in the United States, then you must support the rule of law. And nothing that you've said, sir, squares with the rule of law. I have supported higher taxation. I have not committed treason. And by the way, disagreeing with your dumb ideas did not make me a traitor to this country. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more after these important messages. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join Anya and I for this last half hour, 844-967-2789. Getting a couple of texts coming through with some love attached. Can I get in trouble for all my crazy talk on this radio show? Well, that is a good question, my friend from the 773. I'd like to think not, and I'd like to think it's for two reasons. The first is I never lie. I never exaggerate anything just to make a point. If I get something wrong and I find out about it, I'll correct it. The second thing is the opinions that I give are only my own. I don't represent anybody else when I come on this station. Yes, I'm a civic media host, but what I say, I only speak for myself. And just like everybody else, I enjoy some First Amendment protections. So I hope that one, I get it right. And when I get it wrong and you let me know, I'll own it. Two, I don't defame anyone, especially private citizens. I don't engage in conspiracy theories. And we keep it to the subject matter that is of current public importance. These things entitle all of us, including me, little me, to First Amendment protections. Also had some great input from my good friend Jim in Appleton. Thanks for listening, Jim. Happy New Year. If these people really want us to go back to the 1950s, let's bring it on. First thing that we do is re-implement Eisenhower's tax plans. You know, 90% of tax on anything above $1 million. It wasn't quite that simple, Jim. But it was a lot like that. Tax rates are lower now than they've been in decades. So I do think people would be a little shocked as to what that would all entail. But let's get back into it. Don't forget, check out Thanks for the Hearts, my friend from the 773 on the text line. You can join us on the call and text line 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can weigh in on what you want me to talk about. You can direct this show. Your input will be taken under advisement. We're going to have a survey up tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. I'll keep it up for a couple of weeks. I'll report back to y'all on what I discover about what you want to hear about. But today you are stuck with me and my thoughts for better or worse. If you tuned in today because I've been talking about this gosh darn Chevron doctrine, about how the Supreme Court's going to destroy that in this next session that it is in, do not fret, my friends. I will cover it starting on Monday. I'm going to tie that to a discussion about Supreme Court ethics. The reason I'm saving it, it's a little complicated. I wanted to get my radio logic going again after a week and a half off because I want to make sure I bring you the best explanation that I can. I got to tune myself back up. So I hope you permit me this time to get back in the saddle with y'all. So stay tuned on Monday. I believe that'll be January 8th. I will be talking about the Chevron doctrine and what possibly might replace it. If you all don't know what that is, it's basically the rule of law that determines when courts will say a regulation is illegal. And in short form, the rule has been for many decades now, 50 plus years, that if the regulator created a rule and the underlying legislation wasn't clear or specific as to render that rule unreasonable or inappropriate, the rule stands. There's deference, Chevron deference, to the judgment of the regulator. That's going to go by the by. I'm going to talk about it. But getting right back into where we were talking about, you know, in Colorado, this wackadoo guy who's trying to become like right of Donald Trump, who's running to replace Ken Buck. He's calling for basically the execution of the Colorado Supreme Court justices. This ain't how we do things here, people. That is not okay rhetoric. Trump will appeal Colorado's decision to the Supreme Court. He'll appeal Maine's too. That's what should happen. The big question is, what do we think the Supreme Court should do? My personal opinion is this. I believe Trump engaged in insurrection, but the Constitution is clear as to what that's supposed to trigger, but not clear as to whom is supposed to enforce it or by what mechanism. So while he was impeached for this, he wasn't convicted in that impeachment, right? He wasn't removed from office on this basis. And something of this magnitude, I think it would cause incredible unrest and violence in this country if he were to not appear on a number of ballots sufficient to prevent Trump from winning the presidency. So if by the time the Supreme Court rules, it is inescapable that Donald Trump will be the GOP's nominee, I think the Supreme Court should reach a factual conclusion, but establish a clear process and procedure for whom is to make that judgment under the 14th Amendment. But I think ultimately in this moment, it would be violence provoking if Donald Trump were to not be on any ballots. And I don't mean any, zero. I mean removed from a single one. That is the narrative he has been promoting. It's the fig leaf behind which he has sold his bill of goods to people. I think that that is dangerous. And by the way, you know, the Maine Secretary of State ran as a Democrat. If we had a Republican Secretary of State and the GOP had Scott Walker in the State House today, they would have pushed through legislation that would have removed the Wisconsin Election Commission and basically put a Secretary of State in control of our elections. How would you like it if a Republican Secretary of State concluded, yeah, the Democratic candidate shouldn't be on the ballot? Now, granted, Joe Biden hasn't engaged in insurrection. There's that. But I think, you know, there is a question of slippery slope and how exactly these terms should be defined. So that brings us, and I'm going to go to the phone lines in just a couple minutes, 844-967-2789, call or text, join our program. I want to move on to Nikki Haley, who's been surging in the polls since we got off, since I got off the air just before the end of the year. Surging in the polls. And I have advised and admonished us all not to be fooled by Nikki Haley's apparent reasonableness, because the brand that she's selling is just as dangerous to working people in this country as is Donald Trump's. She just commands the language better and doesn't say the really, really extreme things. Except for last week. Whoops, Daisy. She was at a town hall, was asked, what was the Civil War about? And the answer to that is slavery. But this is what candidate Haley had to say.
What was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not running for president. I wanted to see Europe's a good thing on the cause of the Civil War.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people. It was never meant to be all things to all people. Government doesn't need to tell you how to live your life. They don't need to tell you what you can and can't do. They don't need to be a part of your life. They need to make sure that you have freedom. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
Thank you. And in the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
No, you can answer my question. Thank you.
Next question.
Capitalism. Freedom. Capitalism. Did I mention capitalism? Economic freedom. Freedom. The inhumanity there is stunning. She was in South Carolina, by the way. In South Carolina. South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union. In their secession paperwork, they explicitly said, we're seceding from the Union because we want to own slaves. We don't think the government should tell us that we can't own people. Are those the states' rights? Are those the freedoms, Ms. Haley, that you're talking about? By the way, there was a massacre at Mother Emanuel Church in Nikki Haley's state while she was governor that was racially motivated. She helped take down Confederate statues. I'm sorry, candidate Haley, what was the Civil War about? And when prompted, your response isn't, I agree. I'm sorry. Yes, of course it was about slavery. We're not supposed to own people. She wasn't shocked by her omission. What she said next tells you who Nikki Haley is. What she said next was, what do you want me to say about slavery? I have an answer. How about it's bad? How about racism and white supremacy is bad? I'd like to hear that from you, candidate Haley. Can you muster that up? What she showed you there was abject, unrelenting cowardice. All she would have had to do, and we could dissect all the capitalism, right? Freedoms. Yes, I actually agree with her about a lot of that. All she would have had to say is, if these are our principles, and here's where we agree, here's what I agree with Nikki Haley. We do preserve individual choices and freedoms over state intervention into our private lives. That is an American value. It's a Wisconsin value. Guess what? That means people get to pick their health care, candidate Haley. doesn't it? What do I mean by health care? Reproductive care, gender care. So we agree on those values, Nikki Haley. But what I don't agree with is when you use those values and you pervert them and you twist them around to implicitly demonize Black and brown people and immigrants because you're in South Carolina and you don't want to tell white people in South Carolina that slavery was bad. Shame on you, Nikki Haley. Northwoods Terry, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What's up, my friend?
Oh, I was just at the casino, Maggie, and I just was joking with a woman at a machine, you know, just making small talk. But anyway, we swerved to politics, and I think I initiated by saying, God, they want us to work till we're 70. You know, the body wears out. And she started it on the current guy in the White House saying he takes vacations all the time. He's always on vacation. We've got to get him out of there. He's always on vacation. What about the other guy playing golf? She had no response to that. Well, that's the mentality you're dealing with, Maggie. I'm yorking my hair out. That's what I'm doing.
I hear you, brother. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there, Northwoods Terry. I'll just say this on his comment. Forget about whether Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Barack Obama took a vacation or two or three or the most that any president has ever taken. That's Donald Trump. Forget that. Do we want to work to 70? Do we think Social Security should be eliminated? Because those are the policies supported by the GOP. Or do we believe, as I believe all of us Wisconsinites do, that if you're willing to work 40 hard hours every week from the time you're about 20 to 65 or 25 to 65, yeah, you should be able to retire. You should have affordable health care, affordable prescription drugs, and be able to live a life in dignity. That's an American value I stand behind. Keep it locked.
By the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Listen to the wind blow. I want to listen to you all. Join me and Anya, 844-967-2789 on this 2024 inaugural episode of the Maggie Dawn Show. So good to be back with everyone. So much to talk about this year. It's going to be a big, big year, ain't it? Woohoo! Buckle up, everybody. Before we go to break, I just want to grab this quick sound, and then we're going to take callers if you want to get in on it. 844-967-2789. How dangerous is Nikki Haley? Yoy, very. This little sound, this is, if you've got it on you, Chris Christie responding to Nikki Haley's comments.
What he told New Hampshire voters about this earlier this week.
She didn't say what she said last night and today about this because she's dumb. She's not. She's smart and she knows better. And she didn't say it because she's a racist, because she's not. I know her well, and I don't believe Nikki has a racist bone in her body. But for purposes of this race, the reason she did it is just as bad, if not worse, and should get everybody concerned about her candidacy. She did it because she's unwilling to offend anyone by telling the truth.
So what about that? I mean, he's saying that she equivocates.
I mean, that's it, right? Sometimes the truth will offend. And that's the time that people of character have to stand up and say it most loudly. We're going to go to the phones here. Joanne from Madison, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. How are you?
Hi, very good. Just to continue on the Nikki topic very, very quickly, and then I'll give my suggestion. She has the backing of so many corporate leaders now, and she's trying to say what they are telling her to say, and packaging it in some, pleasant manner. And again, we need to be very, very concerned. So thank you for bringing that up. And I'm hoping you continue with those threads throughout the year to come. But we've got, unless Nikki Haley drops out and all that, but we can only hope. We've got other issues. The Republicans are attacking higher education, as you know. And it's really a right-wing attack on, or even a war on higher education. And it's longstanding. What happened to a very distinguished scholar today, Dr. Gay of Harvard, is going to be happening to a lot of people. The knives are coming out. And what it's doing, again, we can talk about the important political aspects, but I think there are some personal aspects, because a lot of very bright students are being counseled against higher education by their parents, by their advisors, with that notion that all you learn in college is indoctrination, leftist indoctrination and all that, which of course is not true. That's absolutely ridiculous. And those early years are very, very important to spend in some productive setting like higher education. I mean, I know there are some jobs that may be as wonderful as higher education, but very few are. So again, if you can tackle those topics for the future, I'd be very well. I'll be keeping listening anyway, but I'd be especially appreciative. Thanks again.
Thanks, Joanne. Let me just say this about Dr. Gay, who resigned as president of Harvard. She was the first Black female president in Harvard's history, oldest university in the country. They've had 30 presidents. There are serious questions about Dr. Gay's lack of citation in her work. Now, I have a master's degree. Let me just say this. Using the common construction to articulate specific theories and lines of analysis, arguably, yes, should be cited. But they do not amount to stealing ideas. When you work in niche fields, that is often what happens. And there are common constructions that are used. I will simply say this. Black women and Latino women and LGBTQ folks and Black men and Latino men in positions, and anybody who is not the dominant historical category of folks in a job, will have their mistakes scrutinized at a level and used to eject them from their positions in a way that white men generally do not. Mark from the SAC, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd point out that the 14th Amendment, that any office under civil or military under the United States, that in Federalist 69, I found this the other day, that Hamilton points out that the presidency is an office elected under the United States, and that the president is subject to, you know, prosecution and disgrace if he violates the law. I mean, he, you know, that I'm probably not using the quote in it directly. That Trump was involved in the insurrection and has actually given aid and comfort to the insurrectionists.
And I think that's really key. Sorry, Mark, got to cut you off. We're running out of time here. That's really key. What does the word engage in? As the Secretary of State in Maine said, he set up all of the tinder, right? He assembled it. And then when it came time, he happily lit the match. It's metaphoric, but that ain't engaged. I don't know what is. Gene, what's up? You're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, thank you so much. Happy New Year and great job. You do an outstanding job. And as far as Nikki Haley, anybody who said that they will pardon Trump for these crimes against all of us, definitely would never vote for her. In addition, I think it would be really helpful to do a history a little bit of women's rights as far as, you know, what's happening now with the one pregnant woman, that their Supreme Court said that, you know, that the health care facility, you know, would not have to give her the care. Okay, and then also what's happened throughout the years against women, you know, like even when birth control pills don't work and things like that. I mean, this is so significant for women. I hope that you'll have some sections on the implications of hiring people at birthing age, you know, that can get pregnant and stuff like that.
Yes.
I remember I'm going to be 69. You know, if you were during that age, you had a hard time getting a job because there were.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jean. I think we lost you. I will do that. By the way, Jean is referring to the decision out of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that says basically you still don't have to give a woman an abortion even if her life is at risk based on EMTALA, which is basically the emergency care federal law. I'll get more into it. Come back with me tomorrow. We'll talk Chevron. We'll talk all these things. Thanks for listening to the first show, Maggie Dawn.